For the
leather, lace, and everything in between, it is all moving down the catwalk at Fashion Week in New York. And CNN's Gail O'Neill has been braving the crowds to see what some of us, at least, are going to be wearing, maybe the most pregnant of us. Morning, Gail.
Morning, Carol. I'll tell you, this is the biggest media crush I've seen so far, and it's all over maternity wear. I'm backstage at the maternity show.
Fire Department 408, where's the fire?
Yeah, hi. I'm on the 106th floor of the World Trade Center. We just had an explosion up here.
Okay, 106th floor.
91 to Manhattan. We just had a plane crash into level 4 of the World Trade Center. Start relocating companies into the area.
It sounded kind of louder than I looked up, and all of a sudden it smashed right dead into the center of the World Trade Center.
What building are you in, sir? One or two?
One World Trade.
All right.
Yeah, there's smoke, and we got about 100 people up here.
Sit tight. All right, we're coming up to get you.
See the smoke coming up from outside the windows down.
Just sit tight. It's going to be a while because there's a fire.
Tower number one is on fire. The whole outside of the building was just a huge explosion. Engine one out of Manhattan. Send every available ambulance, everything you got, to World Trade Center now.
Three truck to Manhattan. Civilian reports from up here, a plane just crashed into the World Trade Center, for your information.
It's a sonic boom, and the TV went out, and the side of the World Trade Center exploded right when I looked up, and debris started falling. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
It looked like the plane was aiming towards the building.
This just in, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
Roll every available ambulance you got to this position.
CNN Center right now is just beginning to work on this story, obviously calling our sources and trying to figure out exactly what happened, but clearly something relatively devastating happening this morning there.
I saw people jumping.
Anybody have jumpers, baby? Jumpers. Division 1 in Manhattan.
3 and 1 in Manhattan, Jack.
Did he already jump? 3 and 4 in Manhattan.
The plume of smoke is enormous.
The plane is
what?
No,
sir.
What are you talking to?
Oh, my God.
We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York.
Is this explosion part of that that we're looking at now on TV?
I remember turning and hearing a humongous boom above us. And I remember looking up and seeing just this humongous fireball. I mean, the size of
the second plane into the other tower, the tower of the Trade Center, major fire.
Third aircraft hijacked heading
toward
Washington.
Up in the World Trade Center, the building was hit by something. I don't know if I'm going to get out.
And what appears to be a complete collapse surrounding the entire area.
Hey, a major collapse in one of the towers.
Did anybody hear me? The other tower just collapsed. Major collapse. I'm trapped inside one of the fire trucks underneath the collapse that just happened. Stand by. There's people close to you. I can't breathe.
I know what you gotta do, but I want all the rescue firefighters available from home to report, okay?
Everything south of the Brooklyn Bridge is in a dust cloud. There's no visibility.
Okay, Foxy, I got an aircraft 6 miles east of the White House.
I knew instantaneously what was happening, and I thought we're under attack.
And I saw the nose break up, I saw the wings fly forward.
And there was a brilliant flash of light, and immediately I was thrown about 25 feet back into the office next door.
It engulfed everything in flames.
I got two members trapped, I can't tell the command post. Two members trapped in the promenade between the two towers.
Normally would be the World Trade Center, is no more.
Listen, we got numerous people trapped here from the previous collapse. We need a hand to get them out, okay? No matter what the highway, I'm pinned. Yes, need to get out, okay?
We got a United 93 out here. Are you aware of that?
United 93. We've got three more hijacked airborne.
That has a bomb on board.
A bomb on board.
We lost his transponder.
Engine 7 and a lot of one members have received that message. Run away. Let them know.
I saw the airplane disintegrate and then just blow up into a huge ball of flames.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a couple of guys here to lift this beam up again, so we can get out here.
All right, Urgent, I got a trapped firefighter. I need some help.
United 93, have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land? Because we had confirmation.
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yes, somewhere up northeast of Camp David. They don't know exactly where.
The range of emotion goes from rage and anger to sorrow to horror. I guess a sense of nausea.
Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve.